天早上牧师的讲道的题目是我们必定侍奉主。
And the Bible text is taken from Joshua chapter 24.
圣经的经文是约书亚记
24章 24 verses 1 to 28.
约书亚记24章1到28节。
And after that I shall invite pastor to give us gospel.
请读经源，然后请牧师过后来证道。
弟兄姐妹朋友平安，请大家看圣经约书亚记24章13到15节。我是给你们地土，非你们所修筑的；我是给你们城邑，非你们所建造的。你们就住在其中，又得吃非你们所栽种的葡萄园、橄榄园的果子。现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉神的除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖带河在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住之地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 24, verses 13 to 15.So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build. And you live in them and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve,whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word.
May the Lord bless your new year.
愿主赐福你这新的一年。
That this year will be one in which you can do many things that has eternal value.
叫在今年你能够做许多有永恒价值的事情。
In Joshua chapter 24,
在约书亚记二十四章。
Joshua at that time was already a very old man.
约书亚在那个时候已经是很年老的人。
And the Israelites are very happy.
以色列人也很喜乐。
That after many years of difficult wars,
在过去许多困难征战的年日之后，
they finally settled in a place they can call home.
他们最终能够在一个地方定居下来。
To enjoy the fruits of the place.
在这个地方享受这里的果实。
To enjoy safety.
在这里享受到平安。
And a place in which they can raise their family.
在这个地方，他们能够也能够。养育他们的家庭。
The Lord has been good to them.
神对他们很好。
At this time, Joshua tells them.
在这个时刻，约书亚就告诉他们。
Having received so much blessings.
在领受了这么多福气之后。
Having received eternal life, we Christians.
作为我们基督徒，我们领受了永恒生命。
How must we live our life?
我们又应该怎么来过生活呢？
Joshua urges them that you must serve the Lord.
约书亚就呼吁他们必须来侍奉神。
And hence the title, We Will Serve the Lord.
因此今天的题目是我们必定侍奉主。
Now when I use say serve,
当我说侍奉，
What is the emphasis of the word serve?
它的重点，侍奉的重点是什么？
Now the word serve does not mean doing church ministry like collecting offerings, preparing refreshments.
侍奉不是指参与教会的侍奉，比如说收奉献、预备茶点。
We must do that, but that's not the emphasis.
我们需要做这些事情，但是这个不是重点。
So what is the emphasis?
所以那个重点是什么呢？
Now the emphasis is to devote your life to God.
那个重点是用你的生命来敬爱神。
And so when we say we will serve the Lord,
所以当我们说我们会侍奉主，
it means that we will devote our life to please the Lord.
表示说就使用我们一生的生命来讨神的喜悦。
To live a holy life, to keep away from sin.
来过一个圣洁的生活，远离罪恶。
To put the Lord first place in our hearts.
来把神放在我们心里面的第一位。
To live a life that will please the Lord.
来过一个能够讨神喜悦的人生。
And that's the meaning of serving the Lord.
这个就是侍奉的意思。
It is only when you devote your life to God.
唯有当你把生命委身于神的时候。
Only when you truly love the Lord.
唯有当你真心的爱神的时候。
Which is real service to the Lord.
这就是真正的侍奉。
Then can you do church work?
这样呢，你才能够参与教会的工作。
Then the offering, when you collect offerings or when you prepare refreshments,
当你在收奉献，当你在预备茶点，
that work becomes meaningful.
这些工作就变得有意义。
It becomes meaningful only when,
它之所以有意义，是因为
when you do it because you love the Lord.
因为当你做这些事情的时候，是发自于爱神的心。
Because God is more particular about what kind of person we are.
因为神更加在乎的是我们是怎样的一个人。
What you are inside your heart.
在你心中你是怎样的人。
How you are as a person, as a Christian.
你作为一个基督徒是一个怎样的人。
More than what you do.
多过你所做的事情是什么。
In other words, when your heart loves the Lord.
换句话说，当你的心爱神。
Then the things you do for God.
那样你为神所做的事情。
Becomes meaningful,
就变得有意义。
It has eternal value.
它有永恒的价值。
Let's look at the text.
我们来看经文。
In the first 13 verses,
在前面的十三节经文，
Joshua recalls what happened in the past many years.
约书亚就回顾过去好几年所发生的事情。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem.He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, This is what the Lord, meaning Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, Long ago your ancestors, and he goes on.
约书亚将以色列的众支派聚集在事件，召了以色列的长老、族长、审判官，并官长来。他们就站在神面前。约书亚对众民说，耶和华以色列的神如此说。古时你们的列祖等等等等。
So when you see the letters L O R D in uppercase in capital letters,
所以在英文圣经，当你看到 L O R D 这个大写的字的时候，
it in the original Hebrew it means Yahweh.
在原文希伯来文，它指的就是耶和华。
Simply said, it means the name of God.
简单的来说，就是神的名字。
And Joshua recalls what happened in the past many years.
所以约书亚就回顾许多年以前所发生的事情。
And this recall of history.
而这个历史的回顾。
What's the emphasis?
它的重点在哪里呢？
The emphasis is in verse 13.
它的重点就在十三节。
He recalls history to emphasize this fact.
他回顾历史，为了就是要带出这个重点。
So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build, and you live in them and eat from vineyards and olive groves.That you did not plant.
我赐给你们地土，非你们所修治的；我赐给你们城邑，非你们所建造的。你们就住在其中，又得吃非你们所栽种的葡萄园、橄榄园的果子。
Joshua recalled for a long time the history of Israel.
约书亚就回顾以色列很古老的历史。
And he wants to tell them this.
并且要告诉他们这个。
The land in which you live and you enjoy today.
你今天所居住和享受的这块地图
The new life you live as a Christian.
你作为基督徒所享受的这个新生命
The peace that transcends even sufferings that you have today.
这个超越苦难的这个喜乐平安
When you shed tears, the Lord wipe away your tears.
当你流泪，神为你擦干眼泪
When you pray to the Lord provided for you.
当你祷告神，神就供应你
When you thought your world was about to collapse,The Lord raised you up.
当你以为你世界要快要垮下来的时候，神却把你抬起来。
And the little and many joys that the Lord put into your life.
并且神在你生命中所赐下的各样喜乐的事情。
The people that the Lord brought into your life.
神在你生命中带来的人。
The good health that you have.
你所享受的好的健康。
And even grace in times of sufferings.
甚至在苦难中的恩典。
These things.
这些东西。
How did they come about?
它是怎么来的呢？
And Joshua tells them.
约书亚就告诉他们。
The land you enjoy today, you did not toil.
你们所享受的地土不是你们修制的。
The land in which you enjoy, you did not build.
你所享受的这块地也不是你所建造的。
And the good things that you enjoy, you did not plant.
还有你所享受的好东西也不是你栽种的。
So why are you able to enjoy the good things of life?
那你为什么能够享受到这些人生的好处？
Joshua tells them, because I, the Lord Yahweh, gave it to you.
约书亚告诉他们，是因为我耶和华赐给你们的。
You did nothing, but Yahweh God gave it to you.
你什么都没做，但是耶和华赐给你。
It was the Lord who provided for Israel.
是耶和华供应以色列的需要。
And it was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who provided for us.
也是我们的主耶稣基督供应我们的需要。
Because he loves us unconditionally.
因为他是无条件的爱我们。
We sin in many things.
我们在多方面犯罪。
But and we could not do anything to earn eternal life.
而且我们也不配做什么东西来得到拯救。
In fact, we can't do anything.
甚至其实我们什么事情都做不了。
The good things that we do in the eyes of God are substandard.
我们所做的善事在神眼中呢，其实是次等的。
That's why good deeds can never bring you to heaven.
这就是为什么善事善行无法救你上天堂。
You mean you give $100 to a needy person and then you can go to heaven?
你以为你给100块给需要的人，你就能够上天堂吗？
Heaven is more expensive than that.
天堂比这些还更加昂贵。
And because our Lord loves us unconditionally.
因为我们的主是无条件的爱我们。
Now, dear Christians,
所以亲爱的基督徒，
because the Lord loves you so much.
因为我们的神这么的爱你。
He gave his life to you.
他把他的生命赐给了你。
There are many things that are challenging in life.
在人生里面有许多很有挑战的事情。
But I have this difficulty, about that difficulty.
但是我有这个问题，那个问题。
Yes, that's true.
是的，那是真的。
But the Lord has been with you, hasn't he?
但是我们的主是有跟你在一起，不是吗？
He has watched over your going out and your coming in.
他看着你的出和入。
Today you are here to worship the Lord.
今天你在这里来敬拜主。
Surely you can testify that the Lord has protected us.
肯定你可以见证说我们的主保护了我们。
And most importantly,
更重要的是，
the Lord has given you the most important present called eternal life.
我们的主给你那个最宝贵的礼物就是永生。
One day we will die.
有一天我们会死。
Where are you going after you die?
你死了之后要去哪里？
If you do not solve this problem,
如果你没有解决这个问题，
you'll be frightened about death.
你会因着死亡而感到害怕。
But the Lord has destroyed death once and for all.
但是我们的主已经战胜死亡一次过，战胜死亡。
He died for you and me.
他为你和我而死。
And that's why we should serve and love our Lord.
这就是为什么我们必须侍奉还有爱我们的主。
We must be grateful.
我们必须有感恩的心。
We must be grateful.
我们必须有感恩的心。
Why must we serve the Lord and how do we serve the Lord?
我们为何要侍奉主？并且要怎么去侍奉主？
Joshua tells them, "Do this."
约书亚就告诉他们，你要这么做。
Verse 14. Now fear the Lord Yahweh and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and Egypt and serve the Lord Yahweh.
现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
How do we serve the Lord?
我们要怎么去侍奉神？
Fear the Lord.
我们要敬畏主。
I'm referring to your heart.
我指的是你的心。
Do you respect God in your heart?
在你心中有没有敬畏神呢？
That nothing is more important than God than the Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是没有任何东西比耶稣来的重要。
I will not allow my Lord Jesus Christ to be shamed.
我不会允许我的主耶稣基督被羞辱。
I will not do anything to hurt my Lord Jesus Christ.
我不会做任何事情去伤害我的主耶稣基督。
I will not do anything to make him sad.
我不会做任何事情使他伤心。
I honor him. I love him.
我会尊崇他，我要爱他。
Now, I'm referring to your heart.
我指的是你的心。
Real service must start with the heart.
真正的侍奉必须从心里开始。
A heart that loves and fears the Lord.
一个敬畏和爱主的心。
And if you truly love the Lord in your heart,
并且如果你真心爱主,
you will serve him.
你会侍奉他。
You do something for him.
你会为他做一些事情。
You give him the best.
你会把最好的赐给献给他。
So a person wants the offering bag was passed.
所以有一次这个侍奉袋就传给一个人。
No, I'm not referring to anybody here.
我并不是指这里的任何一个人。
The offering bag was passed.
所以侍奉袋就传开。
Frantically, he took out his wallet.
他很匆忙的拿出他的皮包。
$2, $100.
2块钱，还有100块钱。
$2 too little 了。
两块钱太少了。
$100 too much 啊。
100块又太多了。
哎呀，好啊。
那怎么办啊？
$2 啊。
哎呀，2块钱吧。
But on another person.
但是来到另外一个人。
$2 and $100。Which one will he choose?
2块钱和100块，这个人会选哪一个呢？
And he puts in $100.
他放进100块。
And the reasoning was this.
并且那个原因是这样子的。
Now this is just hypothetical case.
这是一个假设的一个案的情况。
So he put in $100. Why?
他把这一百块钱放进去，为什么呢？
Say this money is given to my savior.
他说这些钱呢是赐给我的救献给我救主的。
There's no need to be calculative about it.
那我何必去计较呢？
It's for my savior, whom I love.
是我所爱的救主。
If I can give 100, I'll give 100.
我有能力给一百块，我就给一百块吧。
So if you truly love the Lord, there must be action.
所以如果你真心爱主，一定会有一些行动。
What will you do?
你会做什么？
One, you must be faithful.
第一，你必须诚心实意。
In whatever things you undertake for the Lord,
你在为主所做的任何事情
，do your best.
你要献上最好。
For some people, the best is like that. For some people, the best is like that.
对，有一些人他的最好是这样子，有另外一些人最好是另外一个层次。
But if you can do so much for the Lord,
但是如果你可以为主做这么多
，and you do only like that,
你却只是做一半
，then you have not given your best.
那样你没有把最好献给神。
Number two, remove, throw away the gods of your ancestors.
第二，要除掉你列祖所侍奉的神。
The things that displease God, throw them away.
那些不讨神喜悦的东西，你要把它除掉。
In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ must be first place in your heart.
换句话说，我们的主耶稣基督必须在你的心中呢，站在第一位。
Nobody.
没有一个人。
Nothing.
没有一样东西。
Can take this first place.
能够取代、代替这个第一个位置。
Nobody, nothing can occupy this first place.
没有任何一个人、任何一件东西能够占据这个第一个位置。
If anything occupies this place, or anybody occupies this place,
若有人或者东西占据了这个第一个位置
，Joshua says, throw them away.
约书亚说，把它丢掉。
Therefore, I'm going to throw my husband away.
所以我要把我的丈夫给除掉。
Of course not, lah.
当然不是。
I'm saying that it must not your passion for the Lord must be first place.
我的重点是你对主的热心爱心必须站在第一位。
And that's what Jesus said too.
这也是耶稣说的。
No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
No one who puts a hand to the plow says, Aiya, maybe I should. You're not fit to serve God.
没有一个人当他手放着犁却往后看说、也许我应该这样子的人不配进神的国。
And the Lord says, don't serve lah.
然后主也说：“你不要侍奉我吧。”
So half-hearted, don't serve lah.
一半的热心，你不要去侍奉我。
Just enjoy yourself, don't serve.
你就好好享受自己，你不要侍奉我。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are serving. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Now here it talks about the gods of your ancestors and the gods of the Amorites.
这里就提到列祖所侍奉的神，还有亚摩利人的神。
It's just a quick explanation.
在这里很快的解释一下。
What are the gods?Of your ancestors beyond the Euphrates.
那些列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神是什么神？
Where is Euphrates River?
这个大河幼发拉底河是在哪里呢？
And then the gods of the Amorites, what are these?
还有亚摩利人的神，这些神是怎样的神？
Just look at the map.
我们看看地图。
The Israelites have occupied this land called Israel.
以色列人占据了这块地，叫做以色列地。
The first occupiers were a people called the Amorites.
原本站在这个地，站，居住在这个地方的人叫做亚摩利人。
They were the natives.
他们就是本地人。
So it's called the land of the Amorites.
所以这个地呢，叫做亚摩利地。
So Israelites have occupied the land. So today it's called the land of Israel.
以色列人占据了这块地，所以这块地今天叫做以色列地。
And Israel's ancestors were not born in this land.
以色列人的祖先呢，并不是出生在这块地里面。
People like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
比如说亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
No. People like Abraham. Sorry, Abraham.
比方说亚伯拉罕。
So Abraham was not born in this land.
亚伯拉罕并不是出生在这个地方。
And he was born in a place beyond the river Euphrates.
他是在大河幼发拉底大河的另外一边出生的。
So you can see the Euphrates River there.
所以你在这里可以看到这个这条幼发拉底大河。
So Abraham was born somewhere here.
所以亚伯拉罕出生的地方大概是在这个地方。
So the Amorites, they worship gods.
所以亚摩利人呢，他们敬拜他们的神明
，the Amorite gods，
他们的亚摩利神。
And Israel's ancestor Abraham, last time before he believed in Jesus, he also worshipped his other gods.
亚伯拉罕，以色列人祖先，在他相信耶稣基督之前呢，他也在他的老家敬拜他的神明。
So the gods of our ancestors.The gods of the Amorites.
所以列祖的神还有亚摩利人的神。
So in the ancient world, there were different gods.
所以古代的世界里面有不同的神明。
So Joshua tells the people.
约书亚就告诉百姓。
He said, "Hey guys, Israelites."
以色列人。
There are all kinds of gods in this world.
在这个世界有不同各样的神明。
You can choose to serve them if you want.
如果你要的话，你可以选择去侍奉这些神明。
If you don't like to serve Jesus, actually you can also serve them.
如果你不愿意侍奉耶稣，你也可以侍奉这些神明。
You think believing in Jesus is a burden, is it?
你认为信靠耶稣是一个负担，对吗
？Well, cannot do this, cannot do that.
啊，不可以做这个，不可以做那一个。
You think it's a burden?
你认为是一个负担
？Well, you can choose to believe other gods also, lah.
那你也可以去相信其他的神明。
So whenJoshua said you can serve other gods. Was he sarcastic or was he serious?
所以当约书亚说你可以去侍奉别的神，他是认真的还是他是讲一句讽刺的话
？Imagine pastor tells you, "Hey, why don't you go worship other gods? No need to worship Jesus."
想象一下，今天牧师告诉你说，哎，要不然你去拜别的神，不要拜耶稣了。
So was Joshua serious?
所以耶稣亚是认真的吗
？Oh yeah, he was very serious.
他是很认真的。
See, if you want to serve other gods, please go, please go.
他说，如果你要侍奉别的神明，请你去侍奉。
But Joshua, of course, was not asking them to worship other gods, which are false gods.
当然，约书亚并不是叫他们去拜别的假神。
He's just telling them.
他只是在告诉他们。
Today you have come to serve God, Yahweh.
今天你来到侍奉神耶和华。
Today you all have come to believe in Jesus.
今天你们已经来相信耶稣基督。
And shortly afterwards, you are going to dedicate yourselves to serve Jesus.
待会儿你还要经这个经历这个典礼，立志的典礼来侍奉耶和华。
You accepted Jesus, you said, and you promised that I will follow Jesus all my life.
你接受耶稣，并且承诺要一生来跟随他。
Is it a burden to you?
这个对你来说是一个负担吗
？Now, if it's a burden to you,
那如果这个是对你来说是一个负担
，If you have all kinds of complaints about Jesus,
如果你对耶稣有各样的埋怨。
So Joshua tells them there are other options.
耶稣亚就告诉他们有别的选择。
No need to serve Jesus lah, go and serve other gods lah.
不一定要侍奉耶稣的，你可以去侍奉别的神明。
In other words, Joshua is telling them, if you want to, don't feel as if you are forced to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话说，耶稣亚在告诉他们，你们不要以为自己是被逼来侍奉耶和华的。
Don't feel forced.
哇，不要被有那个被逼的感觉。
Because you can choose.
因为你可以选择。
You can choose to serve Jesus or serve other gods.
你可以选择侍奉耶和华、侍奉耶稣，或者是侍奉别的神明。
No need to feel forced.
不用感觉到被逼。
Pastor asked me to come to church every Sunday.
牧师每个星期叫我来教会。
Pastor say cannot do this, cannot do that.
牧师说不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
哇，真麻烦呢。
很麻烦。
No need to feel forced to serve Jesus.
你不用感觉到被逼来侍奉耶稣。
Because you can serve the gods of your ancestors, like Abraham last time before he became a Christian.
因为你可以选择侍奉你的列祖的神，比如说亚伯拉罕还没有信主的时候的神明。
Or if you don't like to serve your ancestors' gods,
或者如果你不想侍奉你列祖的神明。
You are now living in this land, which is the land of the Amorites.
你现在住在这块地，也就是亚摩利人的地。
They also have Amorite gods.
他们也有亚摩利神。
If you don't like serve them, also can.
如果你不喜欢的话，你就可以侍奉这些神明。
Today you also have a choice, dear Christians.
亲爱的基督徒，今天你也有这个选择。
If you don't like to depend on Jesus to live.
如果你不喜欢依靠耶稣来生活。
He said, living, believing in Jesus, following Jesus is a burden.
你说信靠耶稣还有跟随耶稣是一个负担。
Let me propose to you.
让我给你这个选择。
Go and serve the world.
你去侍奉这个世界。
Joshua is very sarcastic.
约书亚真的很讽刺。
Say, go and serve the world.
你去侍奉这个世界。
There are many good things in the world.
世界上有很多好东西。
Go enjoy them lah.
你去享受他们。
If you think the world can give you peace, go lah, follow the world.
如果你认为世界给你平安，你就跟着世界走吧。
Or you think there are your many good friends who can help you in life, go and depend on your friends lah.
或者你认为说你人生里面有很多好朋友可以帮助你，你就依靠这些好朋友吧。
If you think your friends will never fail you, depend on your friends lah.
如果你认为你的朋友不会让你失望，你就依靠这个朋友吧。
If you think your friends will die for you, go and depend on your friends.
如果你认为你的朋友会为你而牺牲，你就依靠这个朋友吧。
And also, you have your own abilities. You are very capable.
还有你自己也很能干，你有很多能力。
You don't need to depend on Jesus.
你不用依靠耶稣。
You are intelligent. You are handsome.
你很聪明，你长得很帅。
You are gifted.
你很有能力。
See, you can survive.
看，你可以生存的。
So if you think you don't want to depend on Jesus, depend on yourself.
所以，如果你认为不要依靠耶稣，你就依靠自己吧。
That is to say, if you think you are very capable.
也就是说，你认为自己很能干的话。
You can also depend on luck.
你也可以依靠运气。
Recently, someone struck lottery 3.9 million, right?
最近有人买彩票赚了390万。
You see, luck.
你看，这个是运气。
Lucky only get $3.59 million.
好幸运啊，这样子就可以赚了390万。
哇 ，no need to work, millionaire, multi-millionaire overnight.
哎呀，不用做工，隔夜就成为百万富翁。
So you see, there are options.
所以你看是有选择的。
If you think following Jesus is a burden, don't.
所以如果你认为跟随耶稣是个负担，你就不用跟随。
Go and follow the world, go and follow other gods.
你就跟随世界，跟随别的神。
You have a choice.
你是有选择的。
Joshua is telling them, if you want to serve God, serve willingly.
耶稣亚在告诉他们，如果你要侍奉神，你要心甘情愿的来侍奉神。
Serve because you are grateful to the Lord.
侍奉是因为你对主存感恩的心。
Serve from your heart.
从你的心里来侍奉他。
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Joshua tells you, but let me tell you what is the best choice.
约书亚再告诉你，让我告诉你什么是最好的选择。
What is the best choice?
什么是最好的选择？
He says, number one, the Lord has been good to all of us. We must be grateful.
他说，第一，神对我们很好，我们必须有感恩的心。
I will not serve other gods.
我不会侍奉别的神。
Because I'm a grateful person.
因为我是带着感恩心的人。
I will not remember to be grateful to my God.I will not forget to be grateful to my God.
我不会忘记要对神存感恩的心。
I will not become an ungrateful person.
我不会成为一个忘恩负义的人。
Therefore, I will serve my God.
所以我会侍奉我的神。
And only Yahweh God is reliable.
只有神耶和华是可靠的。
Because your friends will fail you.
因为你的朋友会让你失望。
Because your capabilities, one day you also will fall sick and die.
你有能力，可是有一天你会生病会死。
Only Yahweh God is dependable.
只有耶和华是可靠的。
Therefore, he tells the Israelites.
所以他就告诉以色列人。
Let me tell you what I, as a leader, will do.
让我告诉你，作为一个领袖，我会做什么。
And may you follow. And he wants to use his own example to encourage them.
他需要用他自己的榜样来鼓励他们。
I will serve the Lord.
我会侍奉神。
If you serve the Lord, that is the right choice.
如果你要侍奉神，这个就是正确的选择。
Let me digress here a little bit.
让我稍微岔开话题。
Now you notice that Joshua uses his own example.
在这里
Sorry. You notice Joshua uses his own example.
在这里你留意到耶稣亚用自己做榜样。
To motivate the people to serve God.
来鼓励人来侍奉神。
Human beings learn by example.
人类都是靠着榜样来学习的。
And whom does Joshua want? Who is the first? Who are the first people that Joshua wants to influence?
耶稣亚想要第一影响的人是谁呢
？He says, "Me and my household."
他说我和我的家庭。
Joshua is an example for his family.
耶稣亚对于他的家庭来说就是一个榜样。
Now, dear fathers,
亲爱的父亲们
，dear husbands,
亲爱的做丈夫的
，God set the father.God instituted the father and God instituted the husband to be a head of the family.
神让做丈夫的、做父亲的作为一家之主。
God has given fathers and husbands the responsibility to lead the family.
神给父亲、给做丈夫的这个责任来带领家庭。
You must show a good example.
你必须有一个好榜样。
Don't let your children perish in hell.
不可让你的孩子死在地狱。
Let me tell you one thing.
让我告诉你一件事。
Children learn by example.
孩子们是看榜样来学习的。
If you are a bad example,
如果你是一个坏榜样
you can be very sure your children will also be the kind of person you are.
很肯定你的孩子也会像你那样。
So Chinese says very clearly, 有样学样 or the English says, monkey see, monkey do. It's very real.
所以有样学样，这个道理是很真的。
And therefore, fathers and husbands.
所以做丈夫的，做父亲的。
If you fail to be a godly example.
如果你不能够做一个敬畏神的榜样。
You are irresponsible.
你是不负责任。
You don't love your wife. You don't love your children.
你没有爱你的妻子，你没有爱你的孩子。
See why?
你说为什么
？Because you jolly well know that.
因为你自己知道。
If you are a bad example, your wife, your children will follow your bad example.
如果你有坏榜样，你的妻子、你的孩子会学习你的坏榜样。
Yes, they may be predestined by God to go to hell.
是的，也许神已经预定他们下地狱。
But the devil used you to lead them to hell.
但是是魔鬼使用了你，让他们下地狱。
Because of your bad example, they will go to hell.
就因着你的坏榜样，他们下了地狱。
Because of your bad example, they will be cold-hearted towards God.
因为你的坏榜样，他们对主的心冷淡。
Dear husbands and fathers,
亲爱的，做丈夫、做父亲的
，I urge you to be a good example.
我呼吁你，鼓励你做一个好榜样。
You are very influential.
你是很有影响力的。
In fact, you are critical.
其实你很关键。
You must be a godly example.
你必须做一个敬畏神的榜样。
And I urge you, let your children see you reading the Bible and praying.
我呼吁你，让你的孩子看到你在读经，你在祷告。
Put God first in spiritual things.
在属灵的事情上，把神来放在第一位。
Don't give them the idea that it's okay to compromise.
不要让他们以为说妥协没问题。
Drinking wine is not a sin.
喝酒并不是一个罪。
By the way, there was a report that even drinking beer can hurt you. A recent study.
其实最近的一些医药报告显示说，喝啤酒会伤身。
But for me, I don't drink.
对我来说，我没有喝酒。
Not because I don't like wine.
不是因为我不喜欢酒。
Although I find beer a very weird taste.
虽然我发现啤酒的味道很怪。
But I don't drink because I do not want my children to drink.
我之所以不喝酒，是因为我不愿意我的孩子也喝酒。
And because wine is so easily accessible these days.
因为今天。酒到处都是，很容易拿到。
It's not difficult for them to become addicted to wine.
他们能之后能会酗酒，其实也不难。
Or to get into trouble because of drinking.
或者因为喝酒而闹事，也不难。
It has happened many times.
这些事情发生很多次。
And so for the sake of my children, I chose not to do certain things.
所以为了我孩子的缘故，我不会做一些事情。
I chose to deny my pleasures.
我学习舍弃我的这个追求喜乐。
As a pastor, I can do many things.
作为牧师，我可以做很多事情。
But there are certain things that I choose not to do, although it's not sinful.
但是有一些事情虽然不是犯罪，我会选择不去做。
Because I do not want to set a bad example.
因为我不要设下坏榜样。
So I rob myself of pleasures to please the Lord.
所以我就牺牲了自己的喜乐来讨神的喜悦。
And this is how we live life.
这是我们过生活的方式。
This is what I meant by leading by being an example.
这就是我所说做好榜样的意思。
Be very careful about your own conduct.
要非常注意自己的行为。
Don't be a stumbling block to your children, to your family.
不要成为你孩子和家庭的绊脚石。
Serve the Lord willingly because you are grateful to the Lord.
你要心甘情愿的来侍奉神，因为你对神存感恩的心。
Not because you are forced to do it.
不是因为你被逼的。
Then the people answered, "Far be it from."For us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods, it was the Lord our God Himself who brought us and our parents up from Egypt, a land of slavery, and performed these great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled.
百姓回答说：“我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，因耶和华我们的神曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地的为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行了那些大神迹。”在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。
And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because He is our God who has taken care of us.
耶和华又把住在此地的亚摩利人都从我们面前赶出去，所以我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神，他保护我们。
Why the people say no, no, no? We will serve Yahweh God.
为什么百姓说不不不？我们一定要侍奉耶和华。
This is the right choice. Why?
这是正确的选择。为什么
？Because Yahweh saved us out of Egypt. We were slaves for several hundred years. God saved us out of slavery.
因为耶和华救以色列人出埃及，我们在埃及做奴隶好几百年，神拯救了我们脱离埃及。
We were slaves to sin.
我们都是罪的奴仆。
We were unable.To live a holy life.
我们是无法过圣洁的生活的。
We had many bad habits that can destroy our life.
我们有许多坏习惯会拆毁我们的人生。
Unforgiveness.
无法饶恕的心。
No peace.
没有平安。
And all kinds of evil habits.
还有各样邪恶的习惯。
But when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是当你相信了耶稣基督。
We know that our life has changed.
我们知道我们的生命改变了。
For the better.
变得更好。
We are a clean person.
我们是个干净的人。
Not perfect, but definitely cleaner than last time.
并不完美，但是肯定比以前干净了。
And much cleaner.
干净了许多。
The Lord saved us out of Egypt, a land of slavery.
我们的主拯救我们脱离埃及这个为奴之地。
And the Lord also led them from Egypt through the wilderness safely into the promised land.
神也带领以色列人脱离埃及。平安的经过了旷野，进入这个以色列地。
A long life's journey.
在人生的路途中
，There are many things that can hurt us.
有许多会伤害我们的东西。
But we can testify.
但是我们都可以见证。
The Lord took care of us.
我们的主照顾我们。
When we were frightened and desperate, we prayed the Lord help us.
当我们感到害怕无助的时候，我们祷告，神就帮我们。
The Lord.Protected us along life's way.
我们的主在人生的道路中都一路在保护我们。
And the Lord God drove enemies out of the promised land so that we can live in the promised land.
然后主把敌人从应许地里面赶出去了，好让我们能够居住在其中。
Things that can prevent us from having peace that can enjoy life.
那些拦住我们能够经历到人生平安的东西。
The Lord removed these obstacles for you.
我们的主已经把这些东西给除掉了。
That's why today you're not perfectly happy, but you're rather happy.
这是为什么？今天虽然你不是百分之百的快乐，但是你是快乐的。
You have peace in your heart, isn't that so?
在你的心中有平安，不是吗
？You have difficulties, but you're not frightened anymore, isn't that so?
你虽然有困难，但是你再也不害怕了，不是吗
？And Joshua tells them.
那耶稣亚就告诉百姓。
No, cannot.
不可以，不可以，不可以。
I still think you better not serve Yahweh.
我还是认为你最好不要侍奉耶和华。
Better not.
最好不要，最好不要。
Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord Yahweh. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you.
耶稣要对百姓说，你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的神，必不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。你们若离弃耶和华去侍奉外邦神，耶和华在降福之后必转而降祸于你们，把你们灭绝。
You better not promise that you'll serve Yahweh.
你最好不要答应要侍奉耶和华。
Because after you promise, you don't keep your promise.
因为在你答应之后，你又不能够守承诺。
God will punish you.
神就要惩罚你。
So better not, better not.
所以你最好不要。
卖了，卖了。
不要了，不要了。
Go and serve other gods better.
先，你去侍奉别神还比较好。
Because you forsake and the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you in verse 20.
因为在二十节，你若离弃耶和华去侍奉外邦神，神会降福。来惩罚你，灭绝你。
When you do you know that dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒，你知道吗
？When you make up your mind to believe in Jesus,
当你已经选择要相信耶稣
，to serve the Lord,
来侍奉主
，do you know that blessings come almost immediately?
你知道吗？福气几乎马上就来到。
You experience a lot of good things suddenly.
你突然间经历许多好东西。
This thing many young Christians told me.
这样的东西呢，很多初信的基督徒告诉我。
He said, "Hey, Pastor, Pastor."
他说：“牧师啊，牧师啊。
”You know what? I prayed and then I couldn't do these things several times. And then I prayed and then Lord help me.
你知道吗？我这件事情我都做解决不了。我祷告了之后，神马上帮助我。
And several young Christians told me the same thing.
很多好几个初信的基督徒都告诉我同样的事情。
But it is true, isn't for yourself, right?
这是对你来说是真的，对吗？
Remember on the day that you believe in Jesus?
你记得吗？在你相信耶稣的那一天
，the burdens were taken away.
那个重担被除掉。
And then you see your life change.
然后你看到你自己生命改变。
Do you remember how you pray? And then, hey, God can answer prayers. So wonderful.
你还记得吗？你怎么样祷告，然后神就听你的祷告，你会经历到神听祷告。
I tell you, God is very real. God is very real.
然后你说神很真的，很真的。
And you tell your friends also.
然后你也告诉朋友。
And it is true.
这是真的。
When you resolve to believe in Jesus, when you resolve to serve the Lord,
当你决定要相信耶稣，当你决定要侍奉主
，the Lord will be good to you.
我们的主会对你，会以福气来对你。对。
The Lord will reward you. The Lord will bless you.
我们的主会奖赏你，会赐你福气。
包奖 ，sure happen.
这是肯定会发生的，包吃的。
And that's what Jesus says too.
耶稣也这么说。
Truly I tell you, Jesus said to them, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为神的国撇下房屋，或是妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女，没有在今世不得百倍，在来世不得永生的。
In this life, the Lord will bless you. In the life to come, the Lord will bless you many times more.
在今生，我们的主会祝福你；在来生，我们的主会加倍的祝福你。
Your life will become an abundant. You will experience abundant life.
你就能够经历到一个很丰盛的人生。
That's why when a person believes in Jesus, there's a sudden peace.
这是为什么？当一个人来相信耶稣的时候，他心里面突然有这个平安。
There's rest.
有安息。
There's comfort in the midst of trouble.
在困难中有安慰。
But Joshua said, "You are not able to serve the Lord. Better not."
但是耶稣要说你是不能侍奉耶和华的，最好不要。
If after Israel promises to serve, follow the Lord, the Lord blesses them, and the Lord will. But later they become unfaithful.
若以色列答应侍奉，还有跟随主，主就赐福他们。但过后呢，他们却不忠心。
The Lord will bless them.
神肯定会赐福他们。
But after the Lord blesses them.
但是在神赐福与他们之后
，Joshua tells them, "And you betray the Lord."
耶稣要就告诉他们说，你们会背叛神。
Then there's you're ungrateful. You take God for granted.
换句话说，你是忘恩的，并且把神的恩典当作理所当然。
The Lord has been good, and you're ungrateful.
神对我们很好，可是我们却是忘恩。
You've experienced so many good things, then you're ungrateful.
你经历了这么多好东西，你却是忘恩。
The Lord will not forgive you.
神就不会原谅你。
The Lord will turn and bring disaster on you.
神会转过来降祸于你。
The Lord will make an end of you.
神会把你灭绝了。
He will destroy you.
他会把你销毁了。
You say, "Wow, so scary, ah!"
你说好可怕。
Just because, wow, so scary.
就因为我做这事情，就有这样的结果，好可怕。
Let me explain.
让我来解释。
First, these scary words.
首先，这些可怕的话语
are not spoken to a person.
并不是对个人来说的。
They are spoken to a country, a nation.
它是对一个国家来说的。
It is about punishing an entire nation, not punishing a person.
讲的是在惩罚一个国家，而不是个人。
The scary words used are threats breathed out to a nation.
这些可怕的话语呢？威胁的话语呢，讲出来是讲给一个国家听的。
It's not meant for an individual，
并不是针对个人。
And we know that that is the case。
我们知道事情就是这样子。
It refers to war。
它指的这个惩罚是征战。
In other words, God is saying that I will destroy this country。
换句话说，神讲的是我会摧毁这个国家。
And it happened。
这个事情的确发生。
God saved them out of Egypt, a land of slavery.
神把他们从埃及这个为奴之地拯救出来。
Brought them into the promised land, Israel.
把他们带到应许地以色列。
Which is the land of the Amorites.
也就是亚摩利人的地。
But they worship other gods.
可是这里呢，他们却拜别的神。
They did many immoral things.
他们做了很多不道德的事情。
Many unethical things.
很多不道德的事情。
They even burn their children and offer up to false gods.
他们甚至把自己的子女烧给别的神明。
And God used the superpowers.
神就使用列强。
In 722 BC, Assyria to attack them.
在主前722年，用亚述国用亚述国来消灭他们。
Destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel.
消灭了以色列的北国。
And in 586 BC, sent Babylon to destroy the southern kingdom.
还有在主前586年，差派巴比伦来销毁以色列的南国。
And the nation was destroyed.
这个国家就被销毁了。
This is recorded in history.
这个在历史里面记载下来了。
This is a fact of history.
这个是一个真实的历史事实。
God destroyed the nation.
神销毁这个国家。
If after you promise to serve and follow the Lord,
若你答应侍奉还有跟随主，
the Lord will bless you.
主就会赐福给你。
But you are unfaithful, you are ungrateful.
但是你不忠心，你没有感恩的心。
You are not grateful to the Lord.
你对主忘恩。
You take God for granted.
你把神当作是理所当然。
The Lord will not do what He did to Israel.
神不会向你行出他向以色列人所行的。
God did not forgive their rebellion. God will not do that to you.
神没有忘记他们的忘恩负义，神不会这么做，对你来说不会这么做。
God threatened Israel, I will turn and bring disaster on you. God will not do that to you.
神威胁以色列说他会转而降福于他们，神对你不会这么做。
降祸
于他们。
God threatened Israel that I will make an end of you, I will destroy you. God will not do that to you.
神说我会把你们灭绝了。神对于你也不会这么做。
Because those threats were told to a nation, not a person.
因为这些威胁是跟一个国家说的，不是跟个人说的。
So the punishment he meted out to Israel, he will not mete out to you.
所以他给予以色列国的惩罚，他不会像你在你身上这么做。
But dear Christians,
但是亲爱的基督徒。
But he will discipline you according to the essence of this threat.
他必定按这警告的本质来管教你。
He will not destroy. He will not punish you in the same way he punished Israel.
他不会像他惩罚以色列那样的方式来惩罚你。
But yet he will discipline you according to the essence of this threat.
但是呢，他还会按着这些威胁话语背后的精髓来管教你。
He will severely, in other words, he will severely discipline you for being ungrateful.
换句话说，他会因你忘恩负义而严肃的来管教。
That's why we cannot be ungrateful to the Lord.
这就是为什么我们对神不可以忘恩负义。
When the Lord has been good to you,
当神对你很好，
you must repay His kindness.
你必须报答他的恩典。
You cannot be ungrateful.
你不可以是忘恩负义的人。
Say, wow, God is so petty, oppressive.
你说，哎呀，神这么计较，这么残酷。这么计较
，Like that only he wants to destroy me 啊！
这样子，我做了这样一点点的东西就要销毁我。哎呀，这样的神
，How can you that what if you how can you reason out like that？
你怎么可以这样子来想呢
？I ask you，
我问你
，Have you met people who don't keep their promises to you？
你没有遇过一些不守承诺的人
？Okay， I will help you this, help you that. Don't worry， 放心。
哎呀，放心，我会帮你做这个，帮你做那个。
And tomorrow you come back to work。
然后明天你来工作。
Huh？ You didn't do this 啊？
哎，你还没有做啊？
哎， why like that？
为什么这样呢？
It very important 呢？
很重要啊。
You forgot 啊？
你忘了吗？
Sorry, forgot 了。
哎，对不起，我忘记了。
You like people who don't keep promises?
你喜欢那些不守承诺的人吗？
You get very angry, right?
你会很生气，对吗？
Do you like ungrateful people?
你喜欢忘恩的人吗？
Well, you help him this, help him that.
你帮助他这个那个。
Then behind your back, he gossip about you.
然后他却在后面讲你的坏话。
Oh, you say, what you do for me? Very little, only one. What's the big deal?
或者他说，你为我做什么？只是做一点点吗？有什么了不起？
Just a little, only one. Why you ask so much? Ask so much?
一件小事而已吗？你却向我要求这么多？
What?You get very angry at ungrateful people, right?
你对这些忘恩的人，你会很生气，对吗？
And then when the Lord punishes us for being ungrateful, you say the Lord is too much.
而当神因为我们忘恩而惩罚我们，说我们却说神太过分了。
What should we say?
那我们应该要讲什么呢？
You say 活该， right?
你应该说我是活该的，对吗？
I deserve it.
我是活该的。
The Lord is right in disciplining me.
神管教我，他做的对。
Come on, don't be unreasonable.
我们应该讲道理，对吧？
Even you do not like ungrateful people, people who don't keep promises, then you say God cannot get angry with you.
甚至你也不喜欢那些忘恩负义，然后不守承诺的人，然后神惩罚你的时候，你说神太计较。
After God has so much showed you so much kindness in life, and then you are not grateful, God disciplines you. You say God is unreasonable.
神给你这么多的恩典，你忘恩，然后神管教你，你却说神没有道理。
Even you yourself don't like such people. How can you say God cannot get angry?
你自己都不喜欢这类的人，你怎么可以说神为什么可以不生气？
But dear Christians,
但是亲爱的基督徒，
these words, these threats,
这些话语，这些威胁的话语，
the purpose,
它的目的
is not to punish you,
并不是要惩罚。
Of course, why?
这是理所当然的。
It's not to punish you.
并不是要惩罚。
What is the purpose?
它的目的是什么？
It's to bless you. You say why?
是要赐福给你。为什么呢？
Threaten me and it's to bless me.
威胁我却是要祝福我。
The purpose of these warnings is to bless you. Why?
这些警告的目的其实是要赐福给你。为什么呢？
God threatens and warns. The purpose is not to destroy you, but so that you will be.Frightened, and then you will not sin, and so that you will serve me faithfully, then he can bless you.
神威胁和警告你，不是为了要消灭你，而是当你听了，你感到害怕，而变得受鼓励，要去忠心的侍奉他，这样子就得到神的祝福。
Is to keep you away from sin.
是要保守你远离罪恶。
It's just like a father.
就好像一个父亲。
Guys, boys.
孩子们。
Don't be naughty,
不要坏蛋啊。
You behave yourself,
你要好好的 做东西要好好做啊。
I buy you an ice cream.
我就买你买冰淇淋给你吃。
But mom says you have cough, okay, I buy you chocolate.
但是妈妈说你在咳嗽，好，我就买巧克力。
But if you're naughty,
但是如果你坏蛋的话，
I will use a cane and cane your backside.
我会用藤鞭来鞭你。
Now let me ask you.
让我问你。
When the father threatens with to cane the son's backside.
当父亲威胁孩子说要鞭打他的屁股，
Is the purpose to destroy him?
他的目的是要 消灭他吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
It's so that the son will be frightened and obey the father.
是好让孩子能够感到害怕，然后听爸爸的话。
Keep away from sin.
远离罪。
Then the father can buy him an ice cream.
这样父亲就可以给他买冰淇淋。
Then your father in heaven can bless you.
这样你的天父就可以祝福你。
The purpose of this threatIs not out of cruelty.
这些威胁的目的并不是因为残酷。
It's not because he's oppressive.
不是因为他要降祸于人。
It's not because he's petty.
不是因为他小气。
But it's precisely the opposite.
反而是相反。
He wants to keep you away from sin so that he has a reason to bless you.
他要保守你远离罪，这样子呢，他就有原因。有一个原因来祝福你。
It is said with the heart of a father, a kind father.
他讲这句话的时候是带着一个慈爱的父亲的心来讲的。
He uses a warning to keep you away from punishment.
他用一个警告来保守你远离惩罚。
The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished.
耶和华不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱，赦免罪孽和过犯。
The Lord is slow to anger.
我们的主不轻易发怒。
He's a million times more patient than your mother.
他比你的母亲更有耐心百万倍。
more patient than your kind mother.
比你有耐心的母亲还更有耐心。
Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
你们忍受的，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
But the people said to Joshua, No, we will serve Yahweh, the Lord. Then Joshua said, You are witnesses against yourselves. They have chosen to serve the Lord. Yes, we are witnesses, they replied. Now then, said Joshua, throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, We will serve the Lord our God and obey him.
百姓回到约书亚说，不然，我们定要侍奉耶和华。约书亚对百姓说，你们选定耶和华要侍奉他，你们自己做见证吧。他们说：“我们愿意做见证。”约书亚说：“你们现在要除掉你们中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华以色列的神。”百姓回答约书亚说：“我们必侍奉耶和华我们的神，听从他的话。”
The people resolved to love God.
百姓下定决心要爱神。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒
，Do the same.
你要做同样的东西。
On that day, Joshua made a covenant, a contract for the people, and there at Shechem, he reaffirmed for them decrees and laws, and Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak, near the holy place of the Lord Yahweh.
当日约书亚就与百姓立约，在世界为他们立定律例典章。约书亚将这些话都写在神的律法书上，又将一块大石头立在橡树下，耶和华的圣所旁边。
See, he said to all the people, this stone will be a witness against us. It has said all the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God. Then Joshua dismissed the people each to their own inheritance.
约书亚对百姓说，看啊，这石头可以向我们做见证，因为是听见了耶和华所吩咐我们的一切话。倘或你们背弃你们的神，这石头就可以向你们做见证。于是约书亚打发百姓各归自己的地业去了。
So Joshua erected stones.
所以约书亚就立起这个石头。
To help them remember that you promised God, you promised God to serve him faithfully.
来让他们记得你曾经答应要侍奉忠心的侍奉神。
We come to dedicate ourselves not only to serve in church.
我们今天不单单是委身自己要在教会侍奉主。
This today we come to dedicate ourselves to love the Lord wholeheartedly.
我们是来委身自己要专心爱主。
It is not about doing this or that.
这不是说要做这个事情或那个事情。
It's about your life.
而是关乎你的生命。
It's about promising the Lord.
而是答应神做一些事情。
It's not about doing this or that.
不是关于做这个事情或那个事情。
It's about your life.
是你的生命。
Give your life to God.
把你的生命委身给神。
The Lord will bless you.
神就会祝福你。
This is right because Jesus died to save us. He has taken care of us and will continue to care for us.
这是对的，因为耶稣为我们而死，他要照顾我们，并且继续照顾我们。
I want to speak to our non-Christian friends.
我要跟非基督徒的朋友讲话。
The Lord loves you very much.
我们的主非常爱你。
Even though you are unworthy.
虽然你是不配的。
The Bible says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
圣经就告诉我们是基督耶稣怎样向我们显现他的慈爱，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
Although we do many things that make God angry,
虽然我们做了很多事情让神生气的
，But the Lord Jesus Christ did not say that I give up on you.
但是我们主耶稣基督却没有说我放弃你。
The Lord Jesus Christ still loves us.
主耶稣基督还是爱我们的。
And he proved to you that he loves you.
他也向你证明了他爱你
by dying on the cross for you.
就是为你死在十字架上。
The Lord loves you so much that he was willing to die for you.
我们的主这么爱你，到一个地步他愿意为你而死。
Why must he die for you?
为什么他要为你而死？
Why must die?
他为什么要死？
We have sinned against God, by right we must die.
我们得罪了神，原本我们应该要死的。
But Jesus Christ died in our place.
但是耶稣基督代替我们而死。
And so when you believe in him,
所以当你来相信他,
it is as if your sins have already been punished.
就好像你的罪也因此受到惩罚了。
And because your sins have been punished,
因为你的罪受了惩罚,
your sins are forgiven.
你的罪就被赦免。
And because your sins are forgiven,
因为你的罪被赦免,
God is happy with you.
神喜悦你。
The Lord Jesus Christ gives you eternal life in heaven.
我们的主耶稣基督给你永恒的生命。
There is nothing more precious than eternal life.
没有再再也没有一件事情比永生来的宝贵。
On the day that we are going to die,
在我们要死的那一天
，you will ask the doctor.
你会问医生
，Doctor, can you give me eternal life?
医生，你可以给我永生吗
？I can give you painkiller.
我可以给你止痛药。
I don't want painkiller.
我不要止痛药。
I want eternal life.
我要永生。
Because only eternal life can solve the problem of death.
因为只有永生能够解决罪的问题。
Will you come and believe in Jesus today?
今天你愿意来相信耶稣吗？
The new year has just begun. God desires to make your life this year a fruitful one. But you must serve the Lord. That is, devote your life to living for the Lord. Love the Lord wholeheartedly.
今年新的一年才开始，神愿意使你今年的生命结果累累，但你必须侍奉主。意思就是说，委身你的生命来为主生活，专心爱主。
Are you willing to serve and love the Lord?
你是否愿意侍奉和爱主
？This is something you must tell the Lord yourself.
这是你必须自己告诉神的。
Are you willing to serve and love the Lord?
你愿意侍奉和爱主吗
？Make this resolution today now.
今天现在就做出这个决定。
Say yes to the Lord.
向主说愿意。
Lord, I will serve you. I will love you wholeheartedly.
主啊，我愿意侍奉你，全心爱你。
I will love you willingly.
我会很甘心乐意的来爱你。
I choose to love you.
我选择来爱你。
Are you willing to do that?
你是否愿意这么做呢
？But serve the Lord willingly because you are grateful out of gratitude.
甘心乐意来侍奉主，是因为你发自一个感恩的心。
And indeed, you must be grateful.
你其实也应该要感恩。
God, Jesus gave His life to save you. You have received eternal life.In difficult times, He provided for your needs.
耶稣死是为了救你而死，你得着永生，并且在困境的时候，他照顾你的需要。
Are you grateful to the Lord?
你对主有没有感恩的心呢
？We shouldn't take the Lord for granted.
我们不应该把主当作理所当然。
We should be grateful to the Lord.
我们必须感谢他，感激他。
You don't like ungrateful people.
你也不喜欢那些忘恩的人。
How can you be ungrateful to the Lord?
你怎么可以对主忘恩负义呢
？How can we be so calculative for the Lord?
我们对主怎么可以那么计较呢
？Serve Him, love Him.
侍奉主，爱他。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
As we come before God,
当我们来到神面前
，This year has just begun.
今年才开始。
Make it a good year.
让它成为一个美好的一年。
Ask the Lord to bless you.
求主来祝福你。
Ask the Lord to make you fruitful.
求主让你结果累累。
The Lord desires to do that for you.
我们的主非常愿意为你做这个事情。
Of course, He desires this.
当然，他愿意这样的事情发生。
He wants every Christian to be happy and to be fruitful.
他要每一个基督徒都能够快乐，都能够结果累累。
But before you leave this place,
但是当你离开这个地方前
，you must resolve in your heart.
你必须心里下定决心。
You must resolve to love the Lord.
你必须决意。来爱主
to put him first in your life.
让他成为你人生的第一位。
Are there things or people that occupy this first place?
有没有人或者事情占据了这个第一个位置呢
？You must put them away.
你必须除掉这些东西。
Let Jesus truly be the master of your life.
让耶稣真正的成为你人生的主人。
Then whatever you do,
这样你所做的任何事情
，the Lord will bless.
主就会祝福。
Are you willing to love the Lord?
你是否愿意爱主呢
？If so,
如果你愿意的话
，I urge you to tell the Lord in your heart now.
我鼓励你现在在心中跟主说
，Lord,
主
，This year,
今年
，I will love you.
我会爱你
，I will give my life to serve you.
我会委身来侍奉你
，I will give my best to you.
我会把最好的献给你
，Help me.
帮助我
，Say that to the Lord.
向神说这些话。
Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving us your word.
我们天上的父亲，我们感谢你赐给我们这段话语。
Oh Lord, you have given us so much.
主啊，你给我们实在太多。
even your precious life.
甚至你宝贵的生命。
You suffered on the terrible, horrible cross.
你在可怕的十字架上受苦。
You died.
你死了。
Why?
为什么呢？
So as to save us from eternal hell.
就是要把我们从永恒的地狱里面拯救出来。
So that we do not need to be frightened of death anymore.
好叫我们再也不用害怕死亡。
Lord, do we have enjoyed your presence?
主啊，我们已经享受到你的同在。
You have provided for us.
你也供应我们的需要。
For our children.
我们孩子的需要。
For our daily needs.
我们每天的需要。
When times were difficult.
当情况很难的时候。
We know deeply that you have taken care of us.
我们深深的知道你也在照顾我们。
That's why today we can come to worship you today.
这就是为什么今天我们能够来到这里来敬拜你。
Help us to be grateful to you.
帮助我们对你存感恩的心。
To follow you and serve you.
来跟随你，来侍奉你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.